I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joins us now. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man? I appreciate the time.
Jason and John, I'm doing great. Just settled in here on my couch. About to watch 4 games involving teams in the race for 8th in the Western Conference, including your Memphis Grizzlies.
It's great, isn't it? I mean, not just having basketball back, but it's also been like, it's been really good basketball, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, I've been very impressed. I don't want to say surprised, because I think I anticipated it for the most part, guys. But you guys remember during previous lockouts in the NBA, and this is obviously a little bit different scenario, but in 1999 in particular, to a lesser extent in 2011, not everybody came back in very good shape. In fact, there's some horror stories of guys being 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight and out of shape because they didn't anticipate playing. This has been the opposite of that. I've been very impressed with how well the players conditioned, especially due to the pandemic. A lot of them, as you know, didn't have access to basketball gyms or to weight rooms. So, players, get kudos to the league and the players in general as far as staying in shape. And I think that's been reflected in the quality of play so far in the seeding games in Orlando.
Before we get to Grizzlies, which is obviously where we would usually start with you, I've got to ask you about this Phoenix 6-0 record. They've been completely on fire. Your ties to them, obviously, you've got better insight than most. Just on this team and where it's at right now, did you expect this? I don't think any of us could have. And why? Why has it come together for Phoenix the way it has? Now, yesterday, obviously, you've got some, now you're at a point where maybe some teams are laying off. It's getting a little easier. But they have beaten some good teams. Why is this happening, Ryan?
Yeah, Phoenix, as you mentioned, they're 6-0. The Suns are the only undefeated team in the restart so far, or still left in the restart. It's really kind of unexpected, guys, how well they played. They've had a lot of close games. They beat Washington in the first game, and then they had two-point wins against good teams,
right.
The Dallas Mavericks, and then Devin Booker hit the buzzer beater over Paul George to beat the L.A. Clippers. And then from there, they've just kind of kept rolling, beating Indiana, Miami, and then OKC yesterday. So looking at the schedule in particular and looking at the Suns 26-39 record before the pandemic, this was certainly unexpected to some extent, although I'm a little bit biased, guys, because as you mentioned, I was a GM there from 2013 right. to 2018, and feel like we left some pretty good young talent on the roster, led by Devin Booker, who's been one of the best players in the entire bubble. And I think the difference, though, are the emergence of guys like Mikal Bridges, who's defended really well on the wing. DeAndre Ayton has improved at the defensive end as well. So I think that's the difference, guys. Their young players are rounding into form. They're getting contributions from some of their bench players and young players like Cam Johnson, their rookie out of North Carolina, and then guys like Javon Carter have played very well off the bench. Cam Payne as well has been really good. They signed him just before the restart. So it's been surprising. It's been fun to watch. I still live here in the Phoenix area, and the fans are really excited about the team, which, as you know, is making it very interesting with teams like Portland, San Antonio, and your Memphis Grizzlies right in that mix as well.
You mentioned him. He's been a small part of it, and yet he's been so great on that second unit. He's from here, Cam Payne. We know him very well. Had 14, 6, 5 assists, 3 steals, just 1 turnover in 33 minutes yesterday. He's been fantastic shooting the ball. Did you expect this from him, Ryan? I think there was a great many of us, and maybe we were still holding on to hope here in Memphis, that his career would continue and he would get back to a point where maybe not the lottery pick that he was at one point, but a contributing member to a team. It's looked like that in the bubble. Is this applicable? Does Cam Payne look back to you, and did you think it was over for him?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was over or not, guys, but his career certainly hadn't gone according to plan up until this point. One interesting note on campaign, I was GM of the Suns in 2015. With the 13th pick in the draft, we took Devin Booker out of Kentucky, and then the next pick, the 14th pick in the 2015 draft, the last pick in the lottery, the Oklahoma City Thunder drafted campaign out of Murray State. So those two guys were tied even going back to the 2015 draft. Now we're over 5 years later, and they're playing together. So I'm really happy for Cam. That was a hole for the Suns guys. They made the trade that, you know, was somewhat controversial here in Phoenix with the Memphis Grizzlies last season, sending D'Anthony Melton, who's played well in a Grizzlies uniform, and then Josh Jackson, who's, you know, been up and down and played well in spurts but isn't in the rotation in the playoffs. So ever since that deal, the Suns have been looking for a backup point guard. They didn't have a whole lot of luck finding one prior to the pandemic, and sure enough, you know, they signed a guy that had a relationship with Monty Williams, who was an assistant coach in Oklahoma City, and that's campaign, and he's played terrific for the Suns and has been a big reason they're 6-0 so far in the restart.
It hasn't been that magical for the Memphis Grizzlies as the season has restarted. They are 1-5 heading into the game today against the Celtics, and one of the reasons for that start obviously is I think Dylan Brooks thinks he's Devin Booker, and he's not. And so it's not the only problem, but it's certainly been one of them, one of the most obvious. So if you're Taylor Jenkins, how do you sort of find the balance between, because we know the Grizzlies, they watch the film. They know Dylan Brooks is taking too many shots, but you also need him. So how do you sort of balance the need for Dylan Brooks to be in a good place and to be contributing to the team, but also, like, hey, man, dial it back a little bit. You're taking too many shots. How do you sort of balance that if you're Taylor Jenkins?
Yeah, that's a tough one, guys. That's not easy because you don't want to strip a player's confidence. And Dylan Brooks, as you know, one of his greatest strengths and the reason that he's off to such a good start in his career as a mid-second round pick is that he is confident and he is aggressive and he is tough. He's been their leading scorer the last three games. At the same time, guys, you've watched the games. You've seen some of the things on Twitter where people pause the film and, there are two guys on Dylan Brooks and somebody wide open in the corner and he shoots it anyway. So that is about balance that Taylor Jenkins needs to find. That is a juggling act for a head coach as far as not removing a player's confidence, but also having him take good shots that are within the flow. So I think what I would do or what I would recommend for Taylor Jenkins to say, look, Dylan, if you get the ball on the catch and you're open with your feet set, shoot it. If that's not the case, if you can't shoot it, if you don't have a driving lane to the basket, then move it, move the ball, move yourself, and try to get it back somewhere where you can either can catch and shoot or attack with a seam. But I know Darren Jackson Jr. is out. I know Tyus Jones has been out as well. But we don't need you forcing, contested 25-foot shots, especially early in the shot clock, because that takes away from what we're doing as a team. On the other hand, we do need you, Dylan Brooks, to contribute, because without Jaren Jackson in particular, we need to create some more points on the offensive end of the court.
The race for eight is tightening, as we know. The Grizzlies have not gotten a lot of help from anybody else. The Rockets are resting folks, and so the road certainly seems tough. Do you think they'll get some help at least from their next two opponents in the sense that the Celtics and the Bucks don't really have anything to play for, and the Celtics played guys in their last game heavy minutes. Do you sense that maybe these two teams will let off the gas a little bit as we round into the playoffs here? Like, do you think that is something that maybe Grizzlies fans can hope for here?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and I think that's a very interesting question. I don't have a great answer for you, but here's what I do know, guys. I do the show Scalin Pals. I'm the co-host of Scalin Pals on radio.com with Brian Scalabrini, who is also the Celtics analyst. He does their games for NBC Sports Boston. And what Scalabrini said today on our show about the game against Memphis this afternoon is that Brad Stevens, the Celtics head coach, is planning on playing his starters for the first half, maybe through three quarters, but at that point, he'll pull back on the reins and play some of the bench guys. So that could potentially benefit Memphis, especially as the game goes on, if it is a close game. The counter to that, guys, though, the thing I'd be a little bit concerned about if I'm a Grizzlies fan is the Celtics bench is pretty good. They're one of the deeper, more talented teams in the league. They come off the bench with hard-playing guys, even on their deep bench, guys like Semi Ojeleye, the wing out of SMU, or Carson Edwards, the guard from Purdue. So that's not a gimme. It's not, if Stevens pulls Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, Walker, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, those four in particular, that the Grizz are going to roll. So I think it'll be another tough game for Memphis. The one I'm really interested to see, obviously today's game is great, but on Thursday, keep in mind that it is Taylor Jenkins against his mentor, That's Mike right. Budenholzer, on the sideline. So it'd be interesting to see if Coach Bud and the Milwaukee Bucks do Taylor and the Grizzlies a favor in that game on Thursday.
As a talent evaluator, former GM, I'm curious, what did you think of Grayson Allen, the prospect, and sort of what do you think of what you're seeing now, and I guess his maturation process has obviously shot the ball extremely well in the bubble, over 50%. Can this continue? Can he be a J.J. Redick type in the league, do you think?
He's really shot the ball well, as you mentioned. I think everybody saw the talent at Duke. As you guys know, he was in the national spotlight starting his freshman year. You guys remember what he did in the national championship game as a freshman. Helped take over that game against Wisconsin and win another national title for Coach K and the Blue Devils. So he's been on a big stage. At the same time, you guys know his college career was up and down. He had some, you know, tripping incidents and, you know, games he got ejected and things like that. I bring that up because I've always liked his talent. I do think he has the opportunity and the potential to be an explosive scorer, and I'm glad to see him, you know, started to put it together now for Memphis. As you guys know, the regular season pre-pandemic was up and down a little bit. He wasn't always a rotational player. Some games he was, some games he only played single-digit minutes, so I'm happy to see him break out, guys. I think Memphis has something in him. Keep in mind, he is still just 24 years old, and as you guys know, especially without Jaren Jackson Jr. in the lineup, the Grizzlies really need him over the next week or so in particular. In fact, maybe, you know, over the next two games, today and on Thursday, to get into a playing scenario, and if they get there, they'll need a scoring and shooting ability to get wins in those games.
No doubt about it. It's a crucial time indeed. Hey, Ryan, man, we know you're
love your insight,
man. We appreciate the time, as
Thank
always.
You.
Hey, always great to be on with you guys, and I'll be watching today, and maybe I'll come back on with you guys next week and see if the Grizzlies got in or not. I'm fascinated to see how it goes for your listeners in Memphis.
It'll be a pleasure to have
indeed,
you.
Man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Ryan.
He is Ryan McDonough.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Ready at back. NBA Insider. You can also hear them on Scout and Pals, which is live on Radio.com weekdays from noon to 1 Eastern time, which would be 11 to noon here in Memphis. Breaking news on 92.9 FM ESPN. The Big Ten indeed is done. They are done with the 2020 college football season. It's over for them in the fall. They are hoping to play in the spring, wow, according to reports. So Big Ten done in the fall. The league is going to attempt to play in the spring, and the fallout of this is going to be absolutely fascinating. We already saw tons of pressure put on by coaches, whether it's Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Day, obviously all the players. You feel for those players who wanted to play, right?
I mean, they're in there sweating right now. You do. You absolutely do. You absolutely feel for those players, and I understand the coaches that are in front of those guys, and they've been saying, look, the Apple's going to be the season. We're going to play. We're going to keep you guys safe. So you understand that. I go back to your fallout point. Man, is this, you know, does this signal Nebraska, you know, folks trying to get out and go other places? Are we really going to have that? Is it, you know, could this be a deal where we're three of the five? Because we've all assumed that the Pac-12 is going to do what the Big Ten does. They're meeting later on today. You know, there's all those questions now, John, that you've had sort of that one now big domino fall in the Big Ten announcing it'll postpone. I guess now we'll start seeing how feasible spring plans are, John.
Yep, exactly right. We'll come back, wrap it up, and react.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.